Hey guys, welcome to the Artist Roundtable discussion. This is your host, Stephen Teresi, and we have the pleasure of speaking to two artists today, Matthew Samuels and Stephen Swanko.
Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Right on. Let's jump right into it. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, and we'll get this going.
So I am an abstract artist. My focus really, since I started, has been splatter, messy type art, using acrylic paint. And, you know, I've kind of gone through different phases, as all artists seem to do. You know, my work's evolved, but, you know, that's kind of been my focus. And, you know, very excited about an upcoming show here in the city called Random Thoughts, which we'll discuss a little bit later. But I've been really focusing on getting that show together, fine-tuning my work, trying new things, using new colors, using new techniques, you know, getting ready for that. It's been a busy time, but, you know, these shows are always, they're a labor of love. You know, you work hard, but they really are special.
Right on. And we're currently here at Stephen Swanko's beautiful apartment down in Soho, and I see a lot of artwork. I see a lot of telescopes. Why don't you tell me about what's going on here? What's going on with your life?
a lot of scoping. Well, I traditionally, like Matt, actually also came from outside the art world, but mostly have done acrylic on canvas until about the past year or two got into astrophotography, since we have outdoor space here. Got a telescope and started taking photos of the moon. I know what Matt means, as I just got back from an exhibition in Hong Kong, which really was a labor of love, and also a whole new world of headaches and how-to and how to get artwork to Hong Kong, how am I going to get there, how do I do this, and my first real international exhibition, both went very well, and happy to be back. And my current project, which just been about 2 weeks, is I'm going to write and direct my first short film.
Right on. Yeah, looking forward to that. You know, why don't, now that I'm thinking of it, I never asked you guys, where did you two meet? Why don't we start there, and then we can jump into it.
I think it was Instagram,
right?
I think
initially Instagram. And then Matt had an exhibition that I saw through the Instagram. And it was fairly close to my apartment. So I came to the, was it the closing? Closing reception.
The closing, that's when we did that artist talk. And that was down Lower East Side. That was tiptoeing on the edge of a rainbow, which was, I think, March of last year.
Beautiful.
And you, Stephen, you were there. And that's where I met you.
Yeah,
actually,
I was just going to butt into that. So that's actually the beauty of the situation. All three of us met essentially on the same night. And that's right when I got into the curating game. And I was looking for artists to fill a few locations. And it's been history ever since.
There we go. We lived happily ever after.
I thought you guys had even known each other there. You guys hit it off so well. So
Yeah,
it was a good date. Good first date.
Yeah, it was good. Good. Yeah, I didn't know I'd come out of my show with a couple boyfriends, but, you know. no, it was great that we, you know, that just shows, you know, the power of Instagram, which is just, you know, amazing, is that, you know, especially in the art, visual art world, I think we both have 15,000 followers.
Yeah, speaking of that, what is, Matthew, what's your Instagram?
I'm MES Splatter Art, which is also the name of, you know, the website and everything. So you can at MES Splatter Art to find me.
Oh, mine is Swan Coat Art, swan like the bird, coat like the jacket, A-R-T. And speaking of, actually found this apartment off my Instagram.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. So maybe if you're in real estate too, right?
Yeah. So
beauty of social media right there. All right. Well, more importantly, we're really going to be discussing today an unconventional path of artists who are outside the art community and how they can emerge as artists and play the game fairly. So why don't we just get started with, you know, what kind of difficulties or obstacles have you had in particular in your career?
So, you know, I know Stephen Swanko will talk about this too, but what's great about art is that, you know, if you want to be a lawyer, you know, I've always told people, if you want to be a lawyer, you want to be, you know, a doctor, you need a degree. You know, if you want to play for the Yankees, you got to go through the minor leagues. But, you know, being an artist, there's no, you know, it really is up to you, you know, to do the work and work hard. And, you know, that's kind of how it started for me, is that, you know, I didn't go to art school. I I'm a sociology major, you know, and worked at CBS News, you know, before becoming an artist. So that's, you know, I would say to anyone out there who loves art and, you know, currently is a hobby, that there's no reason why you can't sell your work, why you can't show your work.
Exactly.
Don't let it, there's nothing to stop you. You know, you don't need a, you know, you don't need to go to school for 4 years to do this. You just need to, you know, work hard, try a lot of things. You know, most are not going to work, I'll warn you. But the ones that do work can make some pretty cool art. So, you know, it's interesting that, you know, the three of us, because all three of us, I guess you call us outsiders, but in a lot of ways it's, you know, played to an advantage.
Yeah, I most definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, man, I actually did do the 4 year college
right.
degree
and
4 year medical degree.
And for all the babies you deliver, I'm very happy you did a degree.
Yes. But I'm not from the art world. Like I was saying, I'm from the medicine world. I moved to New York as a third year medical student.
Dr. Swancoat.
Yeah, Dr. Swancoat. And I would never painted, never drew, never took art class. My father came out and said, "Hey, you're living in New York now. You should give art a shot." And I said, "Well, I can't paint, can't draw. Start with a little point and shoot." I took some photos of Central Park and went from printed those and looked pretty good to about a few months later, I got inspired to start painting for the first time. And about a year from the day of my first solo exhibition as a fourth year medical student, and decided if I'm going to try to be an artist, why not see if I can make it in New York? And but like Matt was saying, what's great with art is that there really are no rules. There's no degree is going to make or break you. You can have no experience and just jump right into it. You just need some paintbrush and a canvas. And really, at the end of the day, it's all about the hustle, you know. And if you can hustle the system and work hard, and you can be successful as an artist. And so I'm still doing both.
And Stephen, your kind of path towards being a curator is also unique.
Yeah. Unique, slightly unconventional. I definitely began in the fashion industry, if you want to start saying that. I played the modeling game for a while. I was always around so much different types of arts, from music to visual to illustrations. And eventually, one thing led to another, and I got pointed in the right direction. And I started getting involved with art galleries, and there was art spaces that were available, and there were a lot of businesses that were trying to, you know, turn their business into an art gallery, a pop-up gallery. And that's really where it got began.
That's the ultimate hustle, right? I mean,
yeah, right on.
I think a curator actually has a very good, because an artist always has to create the work and blah, blah, and if you make work that no one likes, no one's going to buy it. But as a curator, you can pick your artists and pick work that
right.
does
no,
sell
it was,
better.
It
and
was
so,
definitely an... At first, it was an overwhelming experience. I didn't know exactly what I was jumping into. The first show I curated, group exhibition, there was like seven artists involved. But very quickly, I realized I loved the role, because it was really just mediating a message between the guests and the collectors viewing the art and from the artist. So it was an opportunity to work with all different platforms and different dynamics of people and, you know, translate a message and spread the love, if
yeah.
you want to put it that way.
I mean, in the shows that I've done, the curator is integral. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, the artist is always kind of the star of the show because it's, you know, your work on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
But a good curator can really make or break a show, you know. You're really relying on someone else's eye where, you know, sometimes, at least with my work, I can kind of lose focus on what I like and what I don't like and what should go where. And having that, you know, kind of extra person is, you know, for me at least, really, really important.
Right on. Matthew, why don't we jump into some of the more recent styles you've been working on, different techniques that is most definitely going to be in the new show coming up next week at Spiff Grand Central.
Yeah, so I've been kind of focusing more and more of my energy on trial and error and exploring specifically the heat, the temperature, I should say, of the acrylic paint that I'm using, whether it's really, really hot or really, really cold. What that does is it allows me to manipulate the paint in, you know, in certain ways that you normally couldn't. So that's been a big focus. It's caused microwaves to explode. It's caused paint to freeze through and look like a popsicle. Trying to paint with a popsicle is not ideal. But that's a main focus that I've been, you know, it's always been a focus, but really kind of narrowing in at temperature. And it's been, you know, been able to at least recently kind of explore some subjects that I hadn't been able to previously.
Right on. Steven, how about yourself?
well, I just got back from an exhibition in Hong Kong. I went to exhibit my astrophotography. Recently, the last 2 weeks, I actually wrote a small short film and that I want to direct, film and direct, and actually I'm casting right now. This went to various festivals. And then actually taking some time off as I need to take my oral boards. It's a large, my last big exam for medicine. And then actually good news was another friend / gallery owner of mine, we applied to Aqua and for Art Basel Miami, and we got accepted.
Amazing. Nice. So, yeah, I didn't hear about that yet. Congrats.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. So we applied. He did it last year. It had a lot of success. I actually went to about 8 different fairs, and of all the ones, I actually thought it was the best.
Awesome.
And so he had 2 rooms, and so under contingency of getting these 2 rooms that we would accept for it. So yeah, we're very excited.
Awesome, awesome.
We're gonna have to come with you down there.
Oh, for sure, absolutely.
Bring our bathing suits.
Definitely planning to get to Basel this year. But we're gonna take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back shortly.